So as we begin the meditation this morning, I'd like to bring your attention to your body. And the instructions today will be about including the body as part of the field of meditation. The instructions on the mindfulness of breathing in and out includes being aware of the whole body and then relaxing the body. So I'd like to do this first by helping you settle in and then to do a little exercise, mindfulness of the body exercise, that maybe will give you a sense or a feel for mindfulness of the body, how it can be done, and then move into the particular instructions on including the whole body and relaxing the body as you breathe. So to begin, it's always good, the beginning of a sitting, to give some attention to your posture, partly as a way of caring for yourself, partly as a way of aligning your posture so it's most supportive of you. Generally, it means sitting a little straighter than you normally would, the spine a little bit more alert, upright. You might feel your sitting bones against your chair or the cushion, and the base of your spine. And then see if, maybe even rock back and forth slightly, to see if you can get the weight of your body be balanced on your sitting bones, on the base of your spine, so you're not leaning forward or backwards or sideways. And then slowly let your attention travel up your spine. Maybe making very small adjustments. So the weight of your body feels balanced on the vertebrae going up, especially between the shoulder blades. And then with this upright column, your spine, keeping it upright, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, relaxing your body, relaxing around the spine, long exhale and softening the shoulders. The shoulders maybe can hang more. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And still, as part of the settling in, the conscious process of arriving, of getting to be here, you might also scan through your body to see if there's any obvious places you can continue to relax, especially as you exhale. Maybe there can be a gentle softening in the eyes and the forehead. Softening of the jaw. Softening around the neck, especially the back of the neck, going down into the shoulder blade area. And perhaps a wave of softening again into the shoulders. the softening of the chest, rib cage. Especially at the end of the exhale, see if there can be a little extra sense of release. The end of the exhale around the ribs. At the end of the exhale, ever so slight release of the diaphragm. Gently. And a softening of the belly. Having a preliminary process for settling in and being here, this body at this time. And now for the exercise. And the exercise involves calmly experimenting with calmly and deliberately moving your attention to different parts of your body. So to begin, experiment with bringing calmly and deliberately, placing your attention into your right hand. And feel the sensations of your right hand. The back of the hand. The palm of the hand, the fingers, and you might feel such sensations as vibration and tingling, warmth, coolness, pulsing, contact of your hand against some other part of your body, smoothness, roughness, weight, lightness, pressure, and as you gently explore the sensations of your right hand, probably you'll start noticing there are a variety of sensations there that you wouldn't have noticed if you'd stayed focused on your breath, for example. If you ignored your hand, the hand begins to become alive with sensations. And then calmly and deliberately move your attention to your left hand. And feel the sensations of your left hand. And notice that as you explore the left hand, it starts becoming more alive with some sensations. If you let your attention roam around your left hand, different parts of the hand have the sensations have a different character, show themselves differently. And perhaps there's a sense of fullness of sensations in the hand if you have your attention there. And now, calmly, deliberately, bring your attention to that part of your body where you usually experience breathing. Not so much to focus on the breathing right now, but to place your awareness in the area where you usually feel your breathing, or some place where you experience it. Tip of the nose, the nostrils, the chest, the belly. In the same way that you're aware of the hand, let that area of your body become alive with the sensations that are there. Feel them more fully. And they might include the sensations connected to breathing, but there might be others as well. And rather than being in the control tower watching that, see if you can be in the sensations, in the area, as if awareness resides in the area, resides in the sensing of the sensations. Warmth, coolness, pressure, release of pressure, sensations of movement. Expansion, contraction, vibration and pulsing. And now, open your awareness up to become aware of the sensations that appear throughout your body in a relaxed way. Whatever appears through anywhere in the body, let it just show itself as if the whole body is like the hand. And you allow the whole body to reveal its sensations that are there. And as you do this, see if you can put aside any commentary or judgments or ideas about any of it, or even preferences, in favor of just feeling, sensing. The whole body is an organ of perception, an organ of sensation, of sensing. Letting your awareness roam around the body to let the sensations show themselves, whatever they might be. It's all okay. And then within this whole body, whatever sense of it you have, within it, as part of it, maybe at the center of it, also become aware of breathing. The rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. In the midst of this wide, broad awareness of body. And then from time to time, as you exhale, see if you can relax your body, soften it. As you exhale, a gentle stilling of the body. As you exhale, a softening of the boundaries of the body. So the sensations of the body become more diffuse with the environment. And then as we continue this meditation, continue with mindfulness of breathing, breathing in and breathing out, coming back to it whenever you can, remember. And if it seems appropriate, see if you can feel your breathing in the middle of this wide pool or field of body, sensations of the body. And from time to time, soften the body, relax the body, and relax into a deeper connection to the body. Let go into the experience of breathing in this body. when you hear the bell ending the sitting, an option for you is to take this bell sound as a signal that the practice now begins in a different way. It's not the end of mindfulness, but rather now you can begin with slowly opening your eyes, mindfully changing your posture, and being mindful in the whole process of getting up and leaving, as happens in some sittings. It's not the end of practice, it's the beginning of it in a new way. So one of the principles of mindfulness practice is that there are no distractions. There are just other things to pay attention to bring attention to. So sometimes if we think the attention is supposed to exclusively be on the breath, then the sounds in the room, sensations of a body, emotions, whatever else going on might be judged as taking us away from the breath and therefore a distraction. And when mindfulness gets developed, the idea is to just let that be, whatever is going on, whatever gets your attention, take a moment and let that be the noticing. Let that be the place of mindfulness. So there are no distractions, just more things to include as part of the practice. And one of the areas of practice is the body, including the body as part of the practice. And I know I've had, you know, especially in my younger years of practice, just wish that if only the body didn't hurt, then I could practice. You know, I was waiting for it to stop hurting so I can really get into my practice. And rather than waiting or thinking it should be different, there's an art to learning to open the attention up to whatever's going on in the body, including it as part of the practice. And one of the ways is to experiment with how to be aware in a relaxed way, in a calm way, or an open way. And that's an experiment, you know, so not just using your attention to, you know, just without considering how you use your attention, but as you bring your attention to the breath or bring it to anything at all, experiment. It's not easy, but experiment. Can you do it a little bit more softer or more open or be aware in a calm way? The particular quality the tradition puts a lot of emphasis on is equanimity, in an equanimous way. So if there are strong sensations in the body that are more compelling than the breath, the traditional Vipassana instruction that we give are you let go of breathing and just let that be the focus of attention. Let that be the place where you develop your awareness. And you can do it the same way as the exercise with the hand. Just like you felt the hand more fully, you can go into the knee or into the back or the cheeks or the chest or whatever the strong sensations are, pleasant or unpleasant, and infuse that area with your awareness. And just let those awareness speak to you or show itself to you, reveal themselves to you, and experiment being calm and open and receptive. Just let it be there. And it's best when you experience sensations in the body to do so with giving those sensations permission to be there. That's okay. Just let them be there. as opposed to judging them or pushing them away or expecting them to go away or trying to resolve them. Mindfulness unfolds best if we have very little agendas and just let it be there and just an experiment with that open, relaxed awareness. Here it is, what it's like to be with this. It's not easy to do, so then you get to discover what it's like for you to be with something which is not so easy. And can you be easy with that? Be relaxed about that. So that's a little bit more of the traditional instructions, with the emphasis on anapanasati. The option you have is to continue with your breathing, stay with your breath, breathing in and breathing out mindfully, and then breathe with the strong sensations in your body. Include them as part of the field of awareness, but you stay connected to your breathing. And that can be supportive because sometimes it's the rhythm of breathing that keeps you a little bit developing concentration, calm. It's a little bit of protection from getting swept into thoughts and reactivity and judgments and agendas about what's going on. And it's a way also of being present for, especially the strong, unpleasant sensations, to be present for them without getting pulled into the usual habitual reactivity to it. Because part of your mind is connected to breathing, rather than that part of the mind free to have a reaction to it. So just kind of breathe with it, breathe through it. Some people like to breathe through the strong sensation, just breathe through it gently. Breathe with it as if it's, you know, the breathing is bigger and just it's holding maybe the sensation, or experiment in different ways. Or, as we did in the meditation, if this idea of breathing with the whole body is helpful for you, some people find opening up to the whole body and feeling the breath within the whole body, that then when there's strong sensation in the body, there's like this bigger container to hold it. We have breathing room for our experience rather than getting claustrophobic. And the idea of being claustrophobic is more like when you ride your experience really close, you take it so important, it's so crucial, it's so, you know, whatever. It says so much, there's so much meaning to it. And it's, you know, kind of really tight to it. The option to experiment with is see, can you hold it lightly, open up, be broad, it's okay. So sometimes being aware of the whole body, breathing with the whole body, it becomes a little bit easier to just be relaxed about the stronger sensations that are there. Sometimes when there are strong sensations that are difficult for us, it's not the sensations that are difficult, but how we relate to it. The fears we have, the concerns we have, the attachments we have, the desire, if it's a strong, pleasant sensation, wow, this is great. This tells the world that I'm a great meditator and I can't wait to show off or something, you know. So then we're related to it as opposed to just it being pleasant sensation and be simple. If it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. Breathing with the body, breathing with the body and relaxing the body when that's appropriate and helpful. So we take a few minutes for some questions, one or two questions, if anyone has about that or about the practice. Please, Mary.
I'm wondering, you pointed out, okay, mindfulness of in and out of the breath, mindfulness of long and short, and then with the body, the third thing.
Can you use a little bit louder, please? Great.
I didn't think about what am I doing.
Right.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful. But I know when I'm by myself, I'll start being concerned about, okay, do I pay, am I supposed to know this is long or short? Most of the time I'm saying I think it's me.
Great. A new category. Great question. So, the simplest answer, which is not directly answering your question, but simply is you do what's helpful for you and supportive of you for the purposes of being here, being present in a calm way. So some people find that it's very helpful. Some people's minds work better having a method. And if they have steps, they'll do this, 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 and they just follow those steps and they kind of get focused and it helps them. So it could be as simple, you know, now you have four steps in this anapanasati. Breathing in, noticing if it's long or short, and just being with that. Very simple, like that. Or as I said yesterday, it's not just long and short, but some of the other characteristics of the breath. Is it smooth? Is it choppy? Is it fast, slow? Just kind of, and not so, you don't have to be so thoughtful about it, but kind of just like tuning in and just noticing more fully. Let it register more fully what the sensations are like of breathing. And then the next step would be doing that with a sense of the whole body. And the next step would be with doing that with a sense of the whole body, but then relaxing the body. So those are kind of like three steps. And so you experiment with how long to do each one. It could be, you know, some length of time with one that seems right, then the next one that seems right. Some people like to have a method. Other people, having a method just ties them up in knots. It doesn't not helpful. They get too much in their head. They start thinking about it. And so then perhaps you don't take this as a method, but you take it more as a description of what might happen as you get more and more concentrated on the breath, or more and more present. You coming back and just doing it very simply, the practice, and stay with the breath, in and out, and slowly you become aware of more of the body. Slowly you become aware of the holding in your body, and just seems natural to relax. So rather than something you set yourself out to do, you just are aware that this happens as you go along. So it makes sense as the two options. So you might, I don't know if you're more a methods person or more a non-methods person. So you or maybe the medium one, a little bit of both. So the idea, so there's no one way to do it, unfortunately, for you, that fits everybody, but the idea is to be, so this idea of experimenting is very important for our tradition, so you can find your way. And so, you know, you should feel sorry for teachers like Richard and I, because we can't really teach you very well. We can just say something, and then you have to experiment with that. So, thank you. Yes?
It would be helpful to me to have a list of the 16 steps just to refer to.
Oh, okay. So I think what we'll do then is each day we'll maybe can list on the bulletin board the four that we've done. We don't want you to be ahead of the game. So we'll do it for so you can see. Then we'll put the traditional wording up there so you can see how it is. And great. Thank you. Okay. So a few things about it's nice to say some things about walking meditation. It's such a wonderful practice, or not, depending how it is for you. But it's good to do. It's wonderful to do. And as you know, we're now into the second full day. Try to get into it a little bit more, kind of see if you can have more of the walking time that you're doing walking. And there's a kind of a image or a imagination that I've used for walking that has helped me. And that is that when I'm doing walking meditation, I imagine I'm the passenger of a car rather than the driver. Driver's in charge and looking and everything. And the passenger sits back and just kind of takes in the sights. Just everything just comes towards to the passenger. So things just come, the sights come and go, and you're just sitting there, and just the whole world comes to you because you're being driven. So rather than being the driver of your walking meditation, which you are, you're the one doing the walking for sure, but just kind of get into the walking, let it just happen, and then imagine you're more like the passenger. Just sit back in your walking and let the experience of the sensations and what goes on arise in you. And I don't know if you do that, for those of you this idea might work, maybe it's a little bit like how it is for me, that My mind gets a little more spacious when I do that, and more receptive. Spacious, receptive, because I have a tendency, if I don't do it, to bear down, like, you know, be in the control tower, try to look at my steps, and, you know, and that's not so useful, to be the control tower bearing down and trying to make it work. It's much more useful to relax and kind of be receptive, I find. So you can see if experiment with that. As I said, maybe the first night, we hope that by now you've mastered your Sangha service job, and then you figured out where your tools are and what you need to do well enough. That now, as you go in tomorrow when you do them, that you can maybe bring more sense of mindfulness to it, exploration of it, and you maybe also discover some of the usual habits of how you do things. Do you try to do things quickly? Do you try to do it with a lot of fear that people are going to see you mess up? Or what are some of the attitudes you bring that are extra, not really needed? So that maybe get in the way a little bit of a higher quality, just being present for the job as you do it. Just when you sweep, just sweep, or whatever it might be. So it's take that Sangha service as a time of practice, not just to get the job done. And then we're here as a community, and so as we get into here, that it's good to kind of begin caring for the practice container and for everybody else in the practice. And one of the ways is to be mindful, to use the doors as mindfulness doors. We were required, when we remodeled the place, we were required by the fire department and the building codes to put in heavy doors. They're fire doors. It wasn't our choice. And so because of these heavy doors, they also have to have these latches that click, and these are all the code. It was quite impressive. So the doors are, everything here is, you know, up to code. So you should be happy. So thanks to the fire department and such wonderful people, we have mindfulness doors. Thomas Merton was a famous American Catholic monk, was asked, after your many years of living in a monastery, what did you learn? And he said, I learned to open and close doors mindfully. So it's a high attainment. And also, please refrain from communicating directly with another retreatant. Please don't leave a note for a retreatant or talk with a retreatant. If you have to communicate, it just works better for the whole system. If some communication needs to happen between you and someone else, that you, unless it's a part of your work, like if you're washing dishes together, you have to communicate, right? But when you're not part of your work, then please leave a note for the managers or for Richard and I, and we could support that communication if it needs to happen. So I think that's it. So we have Richard is seeing his group of people view for practice discussion downstairs in room 100. So if you go down the steps there and make a left, if you go down past the elevator, just before the office, you make a right. If you go down that hallway past the elevator and to the left, is room 100. And I'll meet people in room 1, which is just in the community hall right next to the manager's office. And if you haven't checked the roster of who's having a meeting today, please check it now when you leave. There's one up here across from the drinking fountain and one down on the door to the dining room. So thank you, and enjoy your day.